This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says that the U.S. is working to find a diplomatic outcome to tensions with Iran, which has been blamed for an attack on Saudi oil facilities. But he warned if diplomacy fails, President Trump will make necessary decisions to achieve objections. This is objectives. This is all happening ahead of a week's meeting of world leaders where President Trump says he has no plans to try to hash out a deal with Iran. VOA Suresh Arabasadi reports.
Sunday in Tehran, President Hassan Rouhani said Iran would make its case this week at the UN to keep regional matters local.
We will present a plan to the world in the coming days at the United Nations that the Islamic Republic of Iran can create security and safety for the region with the help of neighboring countries. Wherever the Americans and our enemies were present, they destroyed security there, whether it is Afghanistan, Iraq, Syria, or the Persian Gulf.
The Saudi Defense Ministry this week showed what it called undeniable evidence of Iran's involvement in the drone attack that quickly but temporarily affected oil cost and supply. Arash Arabasadi, VOA News, Washington.
Sunday wrapped up another weekend of protests in Hong Kong, with pro-democracy supporters vandalizing a subway station and defacing a Chinese flag. Thousands also rallied inside a shopping mall. They later built a barricade across the street and set that on fire. Riot police fired tear gas to disperse some of those protesters. Meanwhile, Hong Kong has cut back rail and bus access to its airport in a move designed to avoid an anti-government protest at one of the busiest airport hubs in the world. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The World Health Organization said Saturday that Tanzania has failed to respond to requests about information on suspected Ebola cases. WHO said in a statement that it has been made aware of unofficial reports about several possible cases of Ebola in different locations in the East African country. The statement said the identified contacts of a suspected victim were officially or unofficially reported to be quarantined in various sites in the country. U.S. President Trump says he did nothing wrong in a telephone conversation with the new president of Ukraine. News reports claim that Mr. Trump allegedly urged him to investigate the son of former vice president and 2020 Democratic presidential hopeful Joe Biden. Speaking to reporters, President Trump says a whistleblower complaint from an intelligence official feels like the start of another witch hunt.
The conversation I had with the president of Ukraine was absolutely perfect. And people better find out who these people are that are trying to subvert our country, because here we go again. These are bad people.
Mr. Trump has pushed for an investigation of the Bidens for weeks following news reports that explored whether a Ukrainian energy company tried to secure influence in the U.S. by employing Biden's younger son, Hunter. President Trump appeared with Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi before a largely Indian audience of some 50,000 people who packed Houston, Texas Stadium over the weekend. VOA's Slatissa Hook with details.
Trump praised Indian Americans across the United States as hard workers. In what sounded like a 2020 campaign speech, the president promised 70,000 new manufacturing jobs for Texans and touted the success of the U.S. economy across the nation.
Indian companies employ tens of thousands of Americans across a range of industries, including American steel.
Trump won Texas in the 2016 election, but the latest polls show he could face a tough challenge from Democratic candidates in 2020. Slatissa Hook, VOA News, Washington.
The European Union will insist that border controls be put up along the Irish border if Britain leaves the bloc without a deal. Jean-Claude Juncker, the European Commission president, told the Sky News that EU will not bear any responsibility for the consequences that might arise from Britain's departure.
The European Union is not leaving the United Kingdom. The United Kingdom is leaving the European Union.
So who is responsible?
The United Kingdom. Because we did not invent the Brexit. We were never pleading in favor of any kind of Brexit. That's a British decision.
Britain is scheduled to leave the EU at the end of next month. More at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.